USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the redacted FBI affidavit that authorized the FBI to invade President Trump's Florida home left Americans with more questions than answers, a federal judge in Florida on Saturday says she's willing to grant Trump's request for the appointment of a special master to review the evidence seized by the FBI from Mar-a-Lago. In a court filing Saturday, U.S. District Court Judge Eileen Cannon indicates she's for a special master. Taylor Swift took home Music Video of the Year at last night's Video Music Awards in Newark, New Jersey.
I thought it might be a fun moment to tell you that... that my brand new album comes out October 21st.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge. Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
The student loan debt will be a hot topic this week.
This past week, President Biden unveiled his college loan forgiveness program, which will allow people making less than $125,000 a year to wipe away $10,000 worth of loans, and those who received Pell Grants to wipe away another $10,000. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt talked about the program while appearing Sunday on ABC's This Week, criticizing the move coming at a time when the Fed Reserve is talking about slowing down the economy even more to curb inflation.
You don't slow the economy down by forgiving debt and giving people another $24 billion to spend that they would have been spending paying off the student debt that they borrowed. And when you pay off the student debt that they borrowed, other people have a chance to have that money in the future to use for their opportunity to go to college.
That is Tim Berg reporting on USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The Biden administration is being called out for their open border policies as people, including children, are dying. Hector Garza on Fox News is a Border Patrol agent.
The fact that we continue to encourage illegal immigration through Biden's open border policies, it's unethical, it's immoral, and it's irresponsible. A lot of people are dying on the border. As a matter of fact, that on a daily basis, our Border Patrol agents are finding abandoned children on the border. These are infants. These are toddlers that we're finding in the desert, abandoned by these cartel smugglers that have no regard for human safety. And unfortunately, it's something that is happening on a daily basis due to the Biden's open border policies.
A death in Salt Lake City has activists wanting more answers from police.
A caller to 911 in Salt Lake City said a man had come into a brewery in his underwear, tried to steal a beer, and was running around in the street, posing a danger to himself and to drivers. Police tried to detain the man. Soon, Nikon Brandon, 35, was dead. After the Salt Lake City Police Department on Friday released body camera footage of the August 14th fatal encounter in the 911 recording, activists on Saturday were asking why an unarmed person wound up dead and were accusing police of using disproportionate force. Stealing a beer does not equate to the death penalty, said Lex Scott, founder of Black Lives Matter, Utah. For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.